Welcome to our school board meeting tonight. Thank you for being here. It looks like we have some great students out in the lobby too, getting written. They're waving to me. So they're going to come and sing and present to us. This meeting is being recorded, and today is September 10th, and it is 6:02 p.m. Board members in attendance today are Scott Wilson, Shauna Warnick, John Taylor, myself, Shannon Acor, Rick Ames, Kristen Betts, and Brian Rowley. Seated up front with the board are Superintendent Rick Nelson, Business Administrator Michael Harrison, and Reed Park Legal Counsel. Also present are members of the district administrative staff, and we have a student, a guest student, that will be getting our Pledge of Allegiance today. So Nathan Sanders is going to be getting our Pledge of Allegiance by Arnett Elementary. So I'll turn the time over to him.
Well, everyone, please stand and repeat the pledge after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Ethan, so much. You did such a great job in leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We are so excited to have our presentation, but we have some legal things that we have to do on our agenda first. And so the first thing is we need to have our agenda approval, and so I'll turn the time over to Shauna Warnick for that.
Yes, we have a wonderful agenda for tonight, and item three is our consent agenda. Those things are things we won't be discussing, but we've had time for us to do the homework, read through that, and review those issues. Those are things that are recurring every month, and we've had a chance to ask questions and go over those things. We have no need for a closed session tonight, so I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you. We have a motion that we approve the board agenda by Shauna Warnick. Do I have a second on that? Second by Brian Rowley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes unanimously. And alluded to by Shauna, we have a consent agenda that Rick Ainge will be doing the motion on that for us.
Okay. Every month, one of the things we do at our board meeting is we approve the items on the consent agenda. The consent agenda contains kind of the routine things that happen in the school district throughout the month since our last board meeting. It includes our monthly financial report, claims, which are the expenses that the district has paid out over the last month, minutes of our board meeting from last month, new employee hires and separations, request for leave without pay, request for trust lands amendments, if there's any which that are not on this agenda, or not beyond this consent agenda, and student educational travel. We as a board are provided this information several days in advance of the board meeting, so we can review all of it. If we have any questions, we can ask questions of our administration to make sure that we're comfortable with everything on the consent agenda. And we have done that, and I will go ahead and make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Rick H. has made a motion to approve the consent agenda. Do I have a second on that? Second by John Taylor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes unanimous as well. Now we get to move on to the part that I think you're probably all here for, at least most of you are here for. And I don't think that is Brent Hogan at the microphone. Are you Brent Hogan at the microphone? Are you sure? Do you want to introduce yourself? No, okay. Mr. Rowe, do you want to help her now? Okay. They know what they're doing. I think I'm goofing up the system.
Thank you. We've never trained in this one before.
Third graders, are you here?
Third graders, we are here!
Go!
much for being here. What a wonderful representation of hope and goodness we have in the world, which we needed today. You are welcome to leave with your family. We will proceed with the rest of our board agenda, but we'll give you a few minutes to go out and serve your kids.
They did a great job.
Submissions come in from all over the district, and these submissions are for employees who represent PEAK, which is Positive Energy and Kindness. And we have a committee that goes through all of those nominations each month and narrows it down to the top five, and those are honored each month as our PEAK Award winners. And we are really excited to have those winners with us this evening. What we're going to do, just as a matter of procedure, we are going to read them off one at a time. We will introduce each of the winners individually. We'll have the winner come up front where they will stand here with the superintendent and board president, and we will present them with their plaque, a gift card, and a certificate that they can take back with them. At which time, you're welcome to cheer and celebrate them as we do that. Then we're going to grab, we're going to also have their nominator, there we go, come up. And the nominator will be in a picture with the group. After which time, we'll have the nominator go back and have a seat. But we want the PEAK Award winners to stay up here on the front row, because once we have announced all of our winners, we want to take a group picture of all the PEAK awardees, and then the Board of Education would like to shake your hands, so we're going to have you go to the east side of the dais and up behind the dais and shake hands with the board members, and after that time, then you will be excused to go, and you can head out, and those that are here to celebrate you will be excused at that time as well. Okay, our first honoree of this evening, as the superintendent and president make their way down, is Brooke Rasmussen, secretary at Spanish Fork Junior High. Okay, Brooke makes her way up. We're going to read what your nominator had to say about you. Brooke is a constant bright light for our schools. She is the face and voice of the school and carries that responsibility with pride. She never complains about a difficult situation and will go above and beyond with anything that is asked of her. She constantly goes above and beyond her normal duties and is truly invested in making our school positive and welcoming for everyone, students, parents, faculty, etc. Whatever situation that is thrown her way, she handles it with a positive attitude and grit that is contagious throughout the school. And your nominators were Preston Parrish, Saya Noglu, and Alyssa Larson.
Jump in on
that.
Yeah,
turn
it either. Yeah.
Okay, our next honoree is David Strong from the Transportation Department. And here's what your nominator had to say about you. Dave Strong, our Springville High School Choir bus driver, demonstrated exceptional care during a recent trip back from the Region Festival. When a student suffered a medical emergency while deboarding, Dave, a former EMT and fire and rescue driver, immediately stepped in. He provided comfort and assistance, staying with the student until additional medical help and her parents arrived. Dave's actions underscore the importance of prioritizing the well-being of others. Thank you, Dave, for being more than just a bus driver. You are a true Samaritan. Your dedication makes a difference. Today, your nominator is Corey Mendenhall. Oh, Adam, would you come up as well?
Yeah, Corey, come up. Yeah. Jump in here. Let me be on the periphery.
Of course.
Yeah, you're good.
I'll make it much better.
Okay.
All right, one, two, three.
Smile.
Awesome. Great.
Did I just not
feel good? We'll just wait up for a minute.
Okay, our next honoree is Amberly Green, custodian at Canyon Elementary. And here's what your nominators have to say about you. Amberly always has a smile on her face and isn't afraid to tackle tasks beyond her official duties, demonstrating hard work ethic by completing what needs to be done without being asked. Her care for all the kids around her is evident, and she lifts their spirits regardless. Always willing to help whenever needed, she brings fun and encouragement to the students with creative lunch activities, never complaining about unexpected challenges. The kids adore her in the lunchroom, especially when she plays music for them as a reward for good behavior, creating a lively and enjoyable environment. Amberly's efforts make Canyon a better place. And your nominators were Donna Jean Fox, Amy Windsor, and Haley Lopez.
Haley, that means you have to come up here. Yeah.
And our final awardee of this evening is Kaylee Carter, teacher at Oak Ridge School.
Awesome.
Kaylee is an inspiring educator whose compassion, dedication, and energy uplift everyone around her. Teaching students with significant medical and educational needs, she ensures each child feels valued and supported. Her deep care is evident in her advocacy, creative teaching methods, and joyful classroom moments. Kaylee faces challenges with with initiative, transforming and demanding role into a space of fun and growth through her positive spirits. She keeps everyone laughing and is so fun to be around. We're lucky to have Kaylee at Oak Ridge. And your nominator was Jennifer Hennett.
Oh.
And I know she's got a group of Oak Ridge folks, so let's have you all
come on up.
To have great employees and co-workers that recognize their greatness. We will extend the same invitation that we did to our elementary school students and their families. You are welcome to stay, and we would love to have you stay, but you're also welcome to go with your friends and family at this time. We'll continue on with our agenda tonight, so you are welcome.
Be quiet now.
Good to see you, Julie.
Good to see you.
We do not have anybody that has signed up to address the board tonight, so we will not have public participation, but we'll move on to our next item of board business. And we, Brian Rowley, will be giving us the consideration approval of our upcoming calendars for school years. Turn the time over to him.
Well, thank you. Is this an appropriate topic for me to have since I don't like to do my schedules and all that stuff? They change so much that you're like, if you really make a schedule, is it really going to work out? But I'd like to, we have a consideration for approval of the academic school year calendar for next year, for 2026 to 2027. And we then have we put out a tentative schedule for 2027 and 2028 academic school year. And I make a motion that we accept and approve these calendars.
Thank you, Brian. We have a motion to approve the two academic school year calendars. The first one, the 26-27, and then the tentative one for 27-28. Motion has been made by Brian Rowley. Do I have a second? Seconded by Shauna Warnick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. We will turn the time over to Kristen Betts.
I think part of state policy, if I was not heard, let me know, Superintendent, is that we always have to get approval for our LEA system licenses that we're giving as a district. And this is just the document that does that, LEA special licenses that we're offering as districts to some of our employees. And I'd like to make the motion that we approve that consideration of the LEA specific licenses as it stands.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve the LEA-specific licenses by Kristen Betts. Do you have a second on that? Seconded by Rick Ainge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
A quick comment on that. Board Member Betts had called with a great question on one of the candidates. It was like it didn't make sense that she was didn't have appropriate licensure and yet is in a role where we would assume she needed licensure to be in that role. So I actually was able to follow up on that and learn Jackie Olson down in HR takes care of managing this very complex issue with the licensure. So this list you approved tonight is probably an expanded list, but when we get time to do the pick and shovel work necessary, we may well find out that there are some people on this list, in fact, we will find out that there are some people on this list that didn't need the authorization. We got stuck in a kind of a wonky spot this year because of some decisions at the state level. They asked us to approve these within 30 days of the start of employment, but the way that the data uploads, we can't actually whittle the list down within the 30 days. So you might remember that most of the time in past years we've done this in October, not in September. We're doing it in September to try to meet that deadline, knowing that we have less accurate data in September than we would have had in October. So it's highly possible that as we go through a cleaning up process in the next month, you might actually see it back on for approval again, not with these same names, but with any names that we kind of picked up on as we've gone through our more extended vetting process. And frankly, all we can do is the best we can do. Given, yeah, I think, frankly, there's even some folks at the state that are frustrated, some licensure folks. It's all related to some turnover or some upgrades to a system called NewTrax, and I won't get into those details. But I had forgotten to give you an answer to the question you've asked for me. Thank you, President.
Thank you. All right. Scott Wilson, what's your
turn, please? All right. This is for consideration of Spanish Fork City construction reimbursement agreement. The board resolution is attached, but I'll just make the motion. I make the motion to adopt the board resolution approving the construction reimbursement agreement between Nebo School District and Spanish Fork City for the improvements of two softball fields identified as fields 9 and 10 located within Spanish Fork Sports Park.
Thank you. We have a motion made by Scott Wilson for the consideration of construction reimbursement agreement between Spanish Fork and Nebo School District. Do I have a second on that? Seconded by John Taylor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. And now we'll have our next motion by Rick Ainge.
There is not anything on that motion.
Oh. Which is blank, and so
that's correct.
So I apologize. I noticed that was the case.
I'll make a motion that we skip that item.
So we have no employees that have notified us of retirement. So, good job. We don't need to do that anymore. So great. Having covered all the agenda items, do I have a motion to adjourn our board meeting? Thank you. Motion by Sean Warnick and seconded by Scott Wilson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we stand adjourned at 6:33 p.m.